1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Biden just wrapped up his remarks in front of more than 5,000 NAACP members at a dinner in Detroit, Michigan, where he took aim at former President Trump's handling of the pandemic and the outcome of the 2020 election. Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs today posted a video on Instagram apologizing for his actions in a 2016 video, which appears to show him assaulting his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a Los Angeles hotel.
It's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you got to do that.
Combs settled an assault lawsuit last year that involved the incident. Sources tell ABC News that Combs is the subject of an ongoing federal investigation out of the Southern District of New York into human trafficking. No charges have been filed against him in that probe. The search continues in Iran for the helicopter carrying President Ibrahim Raisi, which apparently crashed in a mountainous region earlier today. This is ABC News. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is continuing to face blowback after a New York Times story surfaced a photo of an upside-down American flag flying outside his house in 2016. New York Times investigative reporter Jody Cantor speaking on ABC's This Week.
It raises bigger questions about judicial bias, especially at a time when the court is still contemplating January 6th questions.
Those rulings about presidential immunity and whether the Justice Department applied a federal statute too broadly against January 6th suspects, they're expected within the next few weeks. After weeks of being stuck under the collapsed Kief Scott Bridge in Baltimore, the cargo ship Dolly is set to be refloated and moved about 2.5 miles upriver to the Baltimore Marine Terminal on Monday. The process is expected to take about 3 hours. The ship crashed into the bridge back in March, killing 6 maintenance workers. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know BroadFest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess? 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground. The carousel goes round and round. Balance comes from inside.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
and I peel back my eyes. And these diamonds I find, well, I know they are mine. A brilliant smattering, swollen gaze, I can see.
On Civic Media, we are local music with Essential Last Crack, a double dip of Last Crack every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. That was Energy Mind, one of my personal favorites from Last Crack. That's from the Burning Time album. And then from the Uprising album, we heard Icicle,
which was a really cool song. What is your essential last crack? I sure would like to know your two favorite last crack songs. Send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. That's jimmyk@civicmedia.us. And tell me your essential last crack. We'll queue it up on Sunday night at 8 o'clock for you. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy. Thanks for tuning in tonight. How about that big, sexy compilation? Ooh-wee. Don't forget, the show is happening next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, Memorial Day weekend at the Red Mouse out in Cross Plains. It's going to be a great show. Hope to see you there. I'm going to try to stop by and make an appearance and rock out to some American Dead songs for sure. Coming up in this hour, we have a bunch of classic rock songs from the Wisconsin music scene. We call it Rocker's Closet. Music on the way from Muzzy Lucton. We'll do some West Side Andy and Kyle Henderson in here a few minutes. Also some I Am Dragon and Driver 13 later. At 9 o'clock tonight, we're doing an encore performance of last night's Live in the Lair with Carly Cooper. It was a fantastic performance. If you missed it, you can hear it right in about 45 minutes or so across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then at 10, it's M. Shell with Max Inc. Heavy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. It's a replay from last week, but it's a really good show because Brad Van from the mighty Droids Attack will join M. Shell and talk about the happenings with Droids Attack and Brad Van. So plenty of stuff coming up tonight. Stick around. You can also text the show, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text from the Civic Media app. You can't get more Rocker Closet than Clyde Stubblefield, can you? Let's give the drummer some. Party's in the kitchen. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
everybody different. We all want different things. We're made from different stories and different songs we sing. Some of us want money, some of us want control, and some of us want a love that brings us everything and more. But there's one thing everybody wants. Some want blue. Some look at the mess and wonder what we're coming to. Everything look different to different pair of eyes. It's hard to choose another shoes, no matter how we try. But there's one thing everybody want. One thing everybody want. Hey, that one thing everybody want is what somebody else got.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Passing by, lonely man. You know everybody's having fun.
Rummaging through Rocker's Closet with West Side Andy and Liquor Store Blues. Kyle Henderson in front of that with One Thing Everybody Wants. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network. Next week is Memorial Day weekend. We're taking the week off, but we're doing something really special for you. We're queuing up about a dozen live in the layers over the last 5 years our personal favorite picks from Rocker and I, and we're going to play them for you on Saturday night and Sunday night next week. A lot of great artists, too. We'll post more about the schedule, maybe, or who you can expect to hear. But Live in the Lair, the replays all weekend long. We're calling it the Live in the Lair Memorial Day Marathon here on Max Inc. So tune in next Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight, for a replay of a lair each night. And then, of course, Max Inc. Americana, that will also be a lair, but the Americana style. I know Teddy Davenport came in. I think we were in the West Side Studio at this time. Did a great performance. We're going to dig that out for one of the Americana shows. The Live in the Lair Memorial Day Marathon next Saturday, Sunday, right here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up, we got Rocker Closet songs from I Am Dragon. We'll do some Bony Fingers, Faces for Radio. And Muzzy Lucton is next. Smacks Inc. on Sunday night.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to Our House and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard. Saturday, July 20th, we've got blues guitarist Ruth Wyand from North Carolina.
And on Saturday, August 10th, Mike Vitale, a singer-songwriter from L.A., comes into town.
Email us at annedave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net. Or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info.
See you at our house.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and Live in the Lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m. And grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. on Civic Media, Rocker's Closet with Muzzy Lucton. Song's called The River. That's from the early 2000s. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Sunday night. Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight is going to be the encore performance of last night's Live in the Lair, featuring Carly Cooper. I didn't meet Carly until last night. I didn't even know about her or her music. The Lair last night, she blew me away. Such an awesome band. Such a great story, too, as far as how the band got going, her music, her writing. It's all pretty cool. And you can relive it right tonight at 9 o'clock for the encore performance of Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. So once again, Live in the Lair at 9 o'clock tonight. And then at 10 o'clock tonight, we're replaying last week's Max Inc. Heavy with M. Shell. She's at the Whammy tonight. And so no show, no new Heavy tonight. So we'll give you last week's Heavy. And it's great because it features an interview with Brad Van from the Mighty Droids Attack here in Madison. Plus, it starts out with a double dip of brand new music from the Up and Under, or the Up and Up, rather, the Up and Up here in Madison. Great punk rock band. I think you'll enjoy it. So Live in the Lair at 9 o'clock, Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock. Don't forget, you can send me your texts right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. It's been a pleasure being on the radio with you tonight. Thank you so much for listening. I know Rocker just texted in our little Facebook group. Apparently, Max Inc. Radio has just won a Whammy for the best podcast for local music. That is outstanding. Thank you to the Whammies. We appreciate you. Let's close out Rocker's Closet. We got some Bony Fingers on the way. We'll do some I Am Dragon Driver 13. Right now, it's Faces for Radio. I love this song. It's Wreck Me. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Well, you can burn up my pretty, pretty heart in place, or beat up on my pretty hot in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare.
just to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place. You can rape me, yeah, because you know me. You can rape me, yeah, because you know me. Yeah.
Hey folks, this is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
the road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.